Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 7th of March 2012. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours on iPad launch day. Come on, bring it on, Tim. Come on. Carphone Warehouse in the UK has announced all the things that it's going to do from Mobile World Congress. It's definitely carrying the HTC One X and One S. It's also got the HTC One V, which I don't know what that is, but it's coming in April and May. It's also got a budget range coming in the LG Optima 1.3, 1.5, and then the 1.7. There's a whole pile of other stuff, including the Sony Xperia and the Nokia Lumia 900, but you'll have to go and have a look at their website. But it's really exciting. Nod. Barnes & Noble is hosting a developer day in London this month. They've got a workshop running, and it's suggested that the Nook will be unveiled as a UK product. Do you want to buy a Barnes & Noble Nook? No, me either. The LulzSec leader, Sabu, was captured. We know that a little while ago, but it seems that he's turned stool pigeon. He's become an informant for the FBI, and he's ratted everyone out, and there was multiple arrests yesterday, and tons of people got done. They said that they've chopped their head off LulzSec. The fact that they stopped doing anything last summer seems to have evaded them. But yes, their head's gone. Well done. Now, we're getting ready for the LMUG event along with them this evening at the Wood Pub in Marylebone. If you've got any chance of getting there, then please, please, please come. It should be tons and tons of fun. We're going to see the Apple iPad 3 launch, maybe a new full HD Apple TV at 1080p, and there's lots of other rumours kicking about now. Some of them I do believe, some of them I don't. Some people are saying that there's going to be an eSense screen, which means that there's going to be a textured touch surface on the top of the iPad. Really cool if it comes. Don't know if I believe that or not. As to a date for launch, 16th of March seems to be the favourite at the moment. And also ahead of the iPad 3 launch, it would seem that Apple have created a new category. It's called catalogues. It's spelt wrong. It's bloody spelt wrong. For God's sake, America, learn to spell. No idea what it's going to do, though. Toshiba has released a whole pile of TVs. Its new Regza stuff is out there. They do look very nice. And I have to say, the TV that we use for a green screen in the studio is a Toshiba Regza, and it does look super gorgeous. And also, they've got some tablets coming out. They've got a whole pile of stuff running Windows 8, and they've got a load of different sizes, including one whacking one at 13.3 inches. It's an absolute huge monster. You can't hold it in one hand. Do I like it? Actually, I'm sitting thinking that might be nice. Certainly for on the road when I want to watch a movie. The Adobe Photoshop Lightroom version 4 is available. The full version's out there. You can go and get it. And what's really amazing is the fact that it's got an enormous price drop. We're talking $149 if you want to buy it, which is absolutely fantastic. In the UK, that translates to 86 quid, which I've never been a Lightroom user, but I might be now. We'll talk about the specs on the photo show on Friday. Samsung's Galaxy S has got itself loads and loads of dock speakers at CeBIT. The one that really is nice, and I really want one, is a huge raging horn. It's a big white horn-shaped thing, and you stick your thing in the middle, and it pumps out the music from speakers at either end. It looks gorgeous. I want one, but I want it to fit my iPhone, please. And Samsung has also unleashed a smart touch remote and a wireless keyboard to go with their stuff. They look very, very bland, I have to say. I'm not sure this is a winner. We'll have to wait and see what it does. But it has got a QWERTY keyboard and it's smart interactive stuff for their TVs, which are damn good. And finally, apparently, Microsoft has released Office 15 to certain people. The Verge got a hold of it, and they've had a play with it, and as the fact it's got the Metro interface, it's extremely simplistic. Gone is the ribbon, we hope, but we'll have to wait and see. The touch interface looks very, very nice. No word on price, no word on date. It's just a little sample out to all the faithful. Jolly good. If you've got nothing else to do tonight, then come down to the Wood Pub in Marylebone and join us for the iPad 3 launch. We may actually have some live video from the event, if all goes well and our source doesn't get caught like he did last time. Be there at 5:30 onwards and have all the fun. Great food as well. If you want to send us some news, then send it to bageltechnews@gmail.com. And also, don't forget you can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com and twitter.com/British Tech News, because we've changed that over already. We'll be back on Thursday night with the big show as normal. And then we'll be back on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, Photo Show at 2, Mac Show at 3, and then the weekend starts there. Have a great day. Enjoy your iPad 3. Thanks for listening.